is Triple R Midday News with Joshua Dorr,
Alex Barilaro,
and Louis Gillett.
Victoria has taken new steps to combat the fast-approaching bushfire season, building its biggest fleet of firefighting aircraft yet. Almost 50 aircraft will be on hand this fire season, including two large air tankers, air cranes and water-bombing helicopters. The aircraft will be part of a more than $13 million fleet, lease-funded by the state government. The upgrades follow an above-average fire warning issued in the seasonal bushfire outlook earlier this week. Operations manager at the CFA, Wayne Rigg, believes that the aircraft fleet will prove crucial.
Are really important in support of the hardworking ground crews from CFA, NFB, Parks Victoria and Forest Fire Management. They support rapid initial attack of fires, with the idea being to keep small fires small.
Darebin City Council says it may need to look into additional security measures after the storming of a Yarra City Council meeting by far-right protesters in Richmond. Nine members of the Party for Freedom gatecrashed the meeting last night in protest of the council's decision not to celebrate Australia Day in 2018. Police were called to the scene shortly after. Darebin City Councillor Trent McCarthy says the safety and security of the council members and the public was the council's first priority, and the protesters should respect the decision of the Yarra City Council.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has discussed the threat from North Korea during a 30-minute phone call with President Donald Trump. The move comes after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un promised to deliver more gift packages to the US. Meanwhile, Defence Minister Maurice Payne is travelling to meet the South Korean Prime Minister and Defence Minister to discuss the threat. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says Australia must promote a peaceful resolution to the crisis, as he and Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong prepare to meet leaders in South Korea and Japan later this month.
Victoria Legal Aid will pilot an early intervention unit to help children and families in the child protection system. It's one of a range of measures being taken to help children, young people, parents and carers. The unit will also focus on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander families, as well as families in regional Victoria. Victoria Legal Aid Director Nicole Rich says the early intervention unit aims to resolve family matters before they go to court.
Children who go on to have, you know, a lifetime of contact with the justice system are three times more likely to have needed family violence or child protection legal aid help when they were a young person.
The University of Melbourne is one of six Australian universities featured in the latest Times Higher Education World University Rankings. Coming in at 32nd in the list, Melbourne University is the country's highest ranked, while Canberra's Australian National University fell to 48th. But the data shows Australia's leading institutions are falling behind, facing fierce competition from well-funded universities in China and Hong Kong. Melbourne University Vice-Chancellor Glyn Davis credits its rankings to its world-class Melbourne model, but he also warns a lack of educational funding would likely see more Australian universities fail to keep up. Oxford University retained top spot on the rankings.
Victorian gun owners have handed in more than 2,000 firearms during the first 2 months of the National Firearm Amnesty. The gun amnesty is the first since the 1996 Port Arthur massacre, as police crack down on illegal weapons. A spokeswoman from the Sporting Shooters Association of Victoria, Caitlin Pearson, says the amnesty is welcome, but more needs to be done to stop illegal firearms.
It's something that the federal government really needs to turn more attention to inspecting more containers and making sure they uncover those illicit firearms before they make it through to the gangs.
New figures have shown that Australia has seen a major boost in foreign tourists, with close to 8 million visitors in the year to June. The number has jumped 9%, with a record $40 billion being injected into the economy. Victoria was the second most visited state behind New South Wales, with close to 3 million visitors. Acting head of Visit Victoria, Melanie D'Souza, is pleased with the result, but believes there's always room for improvement.
We're certainly happy, but we're always cautiously gratified when we get a set of results, because, you know, for every set of good results, the expectation is always that in the next quarter they're even better.
And now to sport. Australia's worst fears were confirmed overnight as Saudi Arabia defeated Japan 1-0, relegating the Socceroos to a World Cup qualification playoff. After a 2-1 win over Thailand, the Socceroos needed Saudi Arabia to slip up in order to qualify directly for Russia 2018. But instead, Australia will now need to overcome Syria to progress to a two-legged tie against the fourth-place CONCACAF nation. For Diego's football analyst Carlos Alberto Diego says dropped points throughout the campaign led to last night's disappointment.
You've got to look at previous games and what happened there. You know, drawn games, it should have been wins.
To the weather, a few showers, a top of 14. Tomorrow, a few showers developing and 15 degrees. This has been Triple R Midday News with Joshua Dorr,
Alex Barilaro
and Louis Gillett.